Weiter in Shas Rein Daf Yud Ches, speaking of 13 lines now, second to last word on the word on the line, Ugezar Din De Tzibor. Now, we were having a discussion about the fact that when you have something that's on the Tzibor, then you could flip it around if it's a Tzibor. We now go on the attack. Ugezar Din De Tzibor Mikra, can they really get torn up? V'alkotzev Echad Amu Yevon Pasuk, it says, Akapsi Mera'a Libech. One means to wash from evil your heart. And this is talking about the Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. You should go ahead and do Teshuvah. Pasuk in Yirmiyo. So, what do you see from here? That it actually can work. If you go ahead and do Teshuvah. Uksiv ki im tichabasi b'neser v'sar bilach boris nichtam avanich lefanai. And in another pasuk, it says that if you go ahead and you wash it, even with the type of soap, you're still going to have the Savera, which clearly sounds like you're not able to go and fix it. My love, Khan Kodam Gzardin. Maybe we're talking about, right, is this not talking about the fact that ones before the Gzardin is talking about to wash your heart? And the one that says that you can't fix this Khan Lach Gzardin, which means that once it's Gzardin, even if it's Hebrew, you're not able to fix it. Zagamara, lo. Edividi Lach Gzardin, both of them are talking about after the Gzardin. Vilkash, it's not a Kasha. One is talking about a gzardin, has a shavua in it, and that you can't fix up. But the other one is talking about that the gzardin didn't have a shavua. Kedav Shmuel bar Ami, Damer of Shmuel bar Ami, Varmer lo Amar of Shmuel bar Nachmini, Amar of Yochanan. Minayin le gzardin sheyishimo shavua shenu nikar. How do we know you have a gzardin has a shavua with it that you're not able to go ahead and fix that? Sorry, if there's a shavua, you stuck. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, pasuk in Shmuel. This is a horrible story, unfortunately. Eli HaKohen had two sons, and the two sons end up getting killed. Not only them, but there's a curse against all his generations afterwards. And the pasuk here says that, therefore, Nishpati, I swore LeBeis Eli and the house of Eli, Im Yischapar Avon Beis Eli B'Zevach Mincha, that this Avera is not going to be fixed up, even by bringing different karbanos. Okay, so now what do we see? So we see you're not able to go fix it up. Amarava, bezevach u'mincha eino mischaper. The pasuk saying bezevach mincha can't tava mischaper b'Torah, but you can fix it up when it comes to Torah. Abaye amar bezevach mincha eino mischaper. You can't fix it with bezevach mincha with these karbanos. Ava mischaper b'Torah v'gemilas chasadim. You can fix it up with someone being involved with Torah and gemilas chasadim. Rava v'abaye made the base Eli kasi. Rava and Abaye both came from base Eli. I'll finish it then. I'll show Rashi. Rabba, the Asik B'Torah, Chaya Barimshnin. Rabba, who was involved in Torah, he lived for 40 years. And Abai, the Asik B'Torah, Gmilas Chasadim, Chaya Shitinshnin. He lived for 60 years because he was involved with both of them. Rashi points out that it says in Shechit Eschul in Perek Zro, the Ashkan, the Rav Alav Koinu, he wasn't a Koin. How could he come from Beis Eli? So this is because he was a Koin. It says, maybe Shema Imomi Beis Eli. He says, mother was from Beis Eli. And V'yesh Gerson, Rabba V'Abaye, U'mefar Shiloh B'Rabba B'Nachmini. The point is nonetheless that we can even say that it is Rava, but he's coming through his mother's, through his mama. Okay, so we see you can fix it up by going ahead and doing Torah, or Gemilas Chasadim. Tanu Rabban on Mishpacha Achas Hashem Yerushalayim, there was a family, one family is living in Yerushalayim, Shahayu Mesel Mason B'nei Shmona Yisrei Yishana, they used to die when they reached 18 years old. Bovo Diaz Rabban Yerucham Atzaki, they came and they told Yerucham Atzaki, what's going on? Amar Lahem, Shavim Mishpachas Eli Atem, maybe you guys are from Eli. Dechsev Bei V'chom Marbis Beischa Yomus HaNashim, it says over there that everyone who comes to your house is going to die. They're going to die when they're young. Go learn Torah and you're going to live. They did that and they lived. They call themselves the family of Rav Yochanan on his name because he saved their lives. How do you know that a gzardin of a tzibor is not nechtam? It's not closed off. In other words, you could change it. What do you mean it can't be closed off? It says we have to see by what happened that they're the pasuk that we brought earlier that came to Chapsin Ibnesa, even if you went ahead and you tried to go and clean it off, still it's going to be stuck and it's closed off. So you see it can be. So Ella, Afal Gav Shenechtam Nikra. Even though it's Nechtam, it could still be. Oh, so how do we know? Sorry. really, what we meant to say is Ella afagav shenechtem nikra. How do we know that even if it's sealed, it can be torn up? Shenemar kashem elokinu b'chol koreinu elav. Pasuk in Devarim, that when we go ahead and we call out, whenever we can call, whenever we call out Hashem, we can call out to Him, and Hashem can go ahead and He'll save us if we just gotta call out to Hashem. I have aksiv dir shua Hashem b'matzo, dir shua Hashem b'matzo. Oh, only call to Hashem when He is found, which means you can't call Him whenever He wants. Says, well, no, don't worry about it, because Hashem yachid. That's talking about dir shua Hashem b'matzo. Is talking about a yachid. Hacha b'tzibor. When it comes to tzibor, you can call to Hashem whenever you need. Frek the Gemara b'yachid emas. When is it true that even a yachid can reach out to Hashem? Amar Rabbi Ravua elu asar yamim shabim shoshana yam kipurim. During a sesame tshuva, anyone can reach out to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Vayehi kaaser sayamim vayigov Hashem es novel. This is a story found in Shmuel, that Shmuel Aleph, whole storyline about this guy named Novel, a rich dude, and living at the time of David HaMelech. And what happened was that David HaMelech had, they helped him out. He sent people to help him out. And then when he came one day, they came, he sent 10 people to go ask for some food, you know, to help him out a little. But he didn't actually go ahead. He actually, he dissed on them. And when he dissed on them, what happened was, the Pasuk says, and it was 10 days. And then Hashem gave him the smack, then he ended up dying. What's pshat for the 10 days? Why didn't he die right away? What's the 10 days? Can I get SLE Gimel Shanas and Novel Avde David? It's opposite to the 10 legimos, feedings that he gave to them. Rashi says, Asara avodim shalachol David, right? Like we said, David Mel sent 10 avodim, tumik to mefarish, but Karl Kapasik says, Vanasal lam seuda achat, to give each one what to eat. Lefikach nechla, nitlolo asayam, therefore he had 10 days in the balance that allowed him to survive. Rav Nachman amar, Rabbi Barvua, these are the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The Rashi says, that Hashem waited for him to do tshuva and he didn't change, and therefore he got the smackdown. Back to the Mishnah. Mishnah said on Tes Zion that in Rosh Hashanah, all the world comes and they pass like B'nai Marom. Now, my B'nai Marom, Kib B'nai Marom, what does that mean, like B'nai Marom? Hacha Tirgumi. Kibnei Imrana. Rashi says that kikavasim, like sheep, shemonimasan le asaran ve yotzin ze acherze bepesach katan shein yicholam latzis kechad. Like when they're doing ma'aser behema, they put the sheep through an area that only one sheep at a time can go and pass through. A little shepsa pass through. Same thing over here. Rish Lakish, that we go and pass in front of Hashem one by one. Rish Lakish Amar Kamilas Beis Maron. He says, no, like an area which is very high up called Beis Maron. That Rashi says it's this road is very narrow, and you can't have two people to walk together. They have to walk one at a time. If not, you fall down the sides of the mountain. Rav Yehuda coming. He says that Kachayolos Shel Beis David, like the soldiers of Beis David, the house of David. Rashi says, what are we talking about? Kibbein marum, kibbein chayolu shamelech, marun loshen marus ve'adnus. It's a loshen of rulership. Kachay monum asam yotzen ze acher ze, b'tzeisim l'alchama. And they count each one going by itself. When they go out to war, they would count each one of them. Amar Rabbi Rav Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, v'kulan niskarim b'skira achas. Even though it goes one by one, they're all looked at together in one look. V'avar, she says, v'afu pisha ovin ze achas. Even though they go one after the other, they all get looked at together. And we back it up. Amar Rav Nachman, v'yitzok, afana namitanin. We also have a mishnah here that goes ahead and backs us up. Hayotzer yachad libo, v'mevin al kol ma'asem. Hashkodesh Baruch Hu is the one who goes this yotzer yachad libo mi. He creates the hearts, leave them together. I'm even to same. He understands all their actions. My kamar, what's it telling you? Ile mahachi kamar. If you want to say what it means is divran lekuli alma miyachid libayu kadadi v'hakachazina dalav hachihu. If you want to say that Hashem created everyone and He brought them all together. And basically, what that means is that Rashi says, "Kalibu shoze, kachlibu shoze." Everybody has the same mind, the mentality, same heart. They think the same. V'kachazina d'lavachiu. We see that's actually not true. People see the world differently. D'lavachiu is what it means. A yotzer roa yachad libo v'mevin al kol ha'asem. That Hashem sees them all together, and He understands their actions. Rashi says this is going on the previous pasuk. Vakro de la elmine komahader ishkiach el kol yisrei aretz. He's mashkiach. He supervises and look at all the yisrei aretz. He yotzer someone he created. Ishkiach yachad says libam. He looks at all of them together. Okay, beautiful. Up to the next mishnah. I think maybe the third mishnah. Beis Hashem is buruch shemoi. Now we get into Rosh Hashanah dikazachin. Sort of. Very, very brief introduction. We know that every month of the year is either 29 days or 30 days. And then Rosh Chodesh means to say, is if it's, we talk about a Chaser month, it's 29 days. Rosh Chodesh is the 30th day, which means the first day of the next month. Or there were 30 days, and then Rosh Chodesh comes the 31st day for the previous month's day number one. Now, it's very important to know Rosh Chodesh is, because then based off Rosh Chodesh, you can know when all the different Chagim and all the different fast days, as we're going to see in a moment, are. Now, what they used to do back in the days, they would find out when Rosh Chodesh was, and then they would send out messengers all out around Eretz Yisrael and beyond, as far as they can go, to be able to let people know that Rosh Chodesh was, so they can actually work out the calendar to understand about when the different holidays are going to be. Let's take a look. Says the Mishnah, Shisha Chadashim HaShluchim Yotzim, there were 6 different months that the Shluchim, the messengers were sent out to go and to tell the people when it was, Rosh Chodesh was. Al Nisan, because of Mipnei Pesach, because Pesach, they should know when Pesach is going to be. Rashi says, V'holchen HaShluchim Ad HaPesach, Chutzmin HaShabbosos, and it would go until Pesach, except for on Shabbos, but they would go out and go to travel. Al Av Mipnei Tainis, Av, in order to tell them when it's going to be. Tisha B'Av, and they would go for 8 days besides Shabbos. Elu mipnei Rosh Hashanah, Elu because of Rosh Hashanah, right? You have to go and find out when that's going to be. Rashi says, "Mondia masai hischil Elu va'osim Rosh Hashanah b'yom shloshim le'Elu begola derov shanah main Elu me'uber." Majority of the years end up being that Elu is not more than 29 days, and therefore they would go. They would count the 30th day after that would end up being Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so on Elu they would go because of Rosh Hashanah. Al Tishrei mipnei takanas amodos on Tishrei because. To know the different holidays then, what's going to be with Yom Kippur, what's going to be Sukkot, Al Kislev and Hanukkah, and Kislev set out to know when Hanukkah is going to be, V'al Adar b'pnei Purim, and Adar because of Purim, to know in Purim. So Kushayu b'Beis HaMikdash Kayim, and we had the B'Beis HaMikdash Baruch Hashem, Yotzin Af Al Iyar, the even went out on Iyar. You know why? Because we've got something else going on. What's that? M'pnei Pesach Katan, because of Pesach Sheni. In order to, for the Zohar Tamir, or Darach Chokah, and the first one they can actually go keep, Pesach Sheni. Zok the Heilige Gemara, V'lifku Nami Atamuz V'Tevis. What about Tamuz V'Shoasa, V'Tamuz and Tevis, because our Sarah V'Tevis, to know when this is going to be. Beep, turn the page. Yurchas Abbeis, the Amr of Chanabar Bar Bizda, Amr of Shimon Chasida, Maidich Sev. What does it mean when it says in the Pasuk? Koamar. Koamar Hashem. It says, Koamar Hashem Tzavakos, Tzomar Avi, Vitzom HaChamishi, Vitzom HaShivi, Vitzom HaSiri, Yela Beisi, Hudel HaSasal HaSimcha. That it was the fast of the 4th, fast of the 5th, fast of the 7th, fast of the 10th. What are these talking about? Starting from Nisan, we have Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz. We have Tammuz as a Revi, is the 4th one. That's Shavuos of Tammuz. The 5th one is Tammuz Av, which is going to be Tisha B'Av. Av, El Tishrei. So we have, and Tishrei is Yom Kippur. Tishrei Chazun Kizli Teves, Zasar B'Teves. So we have these other 10, 4 different fast that we have brought down in the pasuk in Zechariah tell us when it's going to be. So what do we see? That these things are going to be in Beis Yudel Sasan L'Simcha, days of joy and happiness. Karlu Tzom, the pasuk calls it Tzom, v'karlu Sasan L'Simcha, but they also call it Sasan L'Simcha, days of joy. What's going on? Mizman Shei Shalom, at the time when there's Shalom, meaning to say that we have the holy, holy Beit HaMikdash, Baruch Hashem, as she says, Shein Yadov T'Kacham T'Kif Al Yisrael. In such a case, in such a time, so you L'Sasan L'Simcha, it's considered L'Sasan L'Simcha, ain't Shalom, but if there's no Shalom, then Tzom, then we have fast. So if the time is, we don't fast. Time there is no peace, we fast. So that just builds the question of, so what about Tammuz? What about Teves? Why don't we tell people about that if we know that those things could exist? As a Gemara, Amar Av Papa, Hachkiram, as it means to say. Bizman Shei Shalom, a time where there is peace. Peace in the Holy Land. Peace on every corner. Then yield the Sasa and the Simcha. We're going to have joy. We're going to have happiness. Ish Gezeris HaMalchus. But if there's a Gezer of the Melech, of the Malchus against the Jewish people, then in such a case, Rashi says, Chovud L'Sanas Pem, you have to fast on them. Therefore, it's so we have fasts. Ein Gezeris HaMalchus V'ein Shalom. But if you don't have a Gezer of the Malchus, but you don't have Shalom, then Rotsa Mesanim, Rotsa Ein Mesanim. If you want to fast, you can fast. If not, then you don't have to fast. So that means that these things are really an option. Rashi says, V'kevin D'Rishusu, Since there was shush to do such a thing, therefore we don't burden the messengers to run out, to go ahead and go say it. Says Gemara Yochi, and that's really true, that's a rishus, and Tisha B'Av Nami, don't set up for Tisha B'Av because it's a rishus as well. So why are you setting out? Amar Papa, shiny Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is different. In a chinami, maybe let's say it's a rishus, but hol v'huchpalu, both sorrows, since so many bad things happened on that day. Damar Mar, b'Tisha B'Av, charav habayis b'rishona u'b'shniya. First and second basement was destroyed both on that day. V'nilka de Beitar, and Beitar was, unfortunately, went down hard. They were overcome. They got conquered. And yeah, very sad. V'nechusha ha'ir. And the whole city became chorushed, chorusticized. It became plowed. So, therefore, on Av, they would send that and they would fast because that's something that's obviously more intense. Tanya, we bring a braisa. I'm Rabbi Shimon. Arba devarim hayu Rabbi Kiva dorish. Rabbi Shimon says there are four things that Rabbi Kiva would darshan. V'ani ein dorish kamoso. But I don't darshan like him. Allow me to explain what I'm talking about. One of them is the following. Tzomer Avi Zed Tisha Batamas, the fast of the fourth day of the fourth, that is that of the ninth of the month. And then Shebo Hufska Ir, because that was a day when they went ahead and they broke through the walls by the end of Bayis Sheni. Shenem Rabachodesh Aravi, but Tisha Lachodesh Vehsagarov, but Ir was in the fourth month of the ninth of the month, and they strengthened the famine was big, but Ir, Veloya Lechem La'ama Arts Vitiboka Ir, there was no bread over there, and then it was breached. Va'amai Karile Ravi, why is it called the fourth? Ravi Lachodesh, because it goes the fourth in terms of the months of the year, starting from Nisan Ir, so even Tammuz. Tzomachamishi is a Tishbav, it's talking about Tishbav. Shabo Nisaf Beis Halukin, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Va'amai Karile Chamishi, Chamishi Lachodeshim, same thing. Tomashvi Zesh Shlosha Betishre. That's the third day of Tishrei, which is known as Tom Gedalia. Shabon era Gedalia Ben Achikam. Umi Hargu killed him. Yishmol Ben Netanya Harogu. And Yishmol Ben Netanya, he came out and he killed him, unfortunately. I'm going to tell you, Sheshkula Misasan Shal Sadikim Kisrefas Beisalukenu. This is over here. We fasted because just like the Tzadik dies, that's like the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash itself. For my curly Shvi, why is it called Shvi? Because it was a Shvi, Lechadashim. Tishrei is the seventh month. So Maasir, and what's the tenth one? Asar B'Tavis, it's the tenth of Tavis. Shabo Samach Melech Bavel Al Yerushalayim. That day, that's when Melech Bavel came and they came to attack the town. Shemar Vehi Devar Hashem Elai B'Shana Chi is B'Chodesh Asiri B'Asal L'Chodesh Lemor. And it says that Hashem, the Devar Hashem, the word of Hashem came to me in the Shana Chi is in the ninth year, on the tenth of the month, in the 10th month, on the 10th of the month, saying, Ben Adam, Kisam Necha, Eshem Hayom, Esetzem Hayom, Azez, Samach Melech Bavel Yerushalayim. The Son of Man, write to yourself, for yourself, the name of this day is the beginning. This is the Melech of Bavel, is beginning to go against Yerushalayim. V'amai Karele Asir, why is it called Asiri? Asir L'Chadashim is the 10th of month. This is the beginning of the downfall of everything over here. So shouldn't this last one been written in the first, in the very beginning? And this is the beginning stages of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Why is it written over here at the very end? It says, in order to go ahead and set up the months in the proper order. I don't agree. Ella, he understands that Soma Asiri is a different fast. Zechamisha Beteves. That is not a Sar Beteves. Rather, the fifth of Teves, which happened later. Now, what was that? Shabo Bas Shmua Lagola Shehuksa Ir. That's when it came the Shmua to the Golos. Rashi says, Lagolos Yachnia Shagolu Labovel Achas Seshana Lefnei Chorban. 11 years before the Chorban, they went to Golos. And they heard that it had been taken. Shenemar v'hibeshtei asar shana ba'asiri b'chamisha l'chodesh. It was in the 12th year of being a galus, in the 10th month, on the 5th of the month, b'chamisha l'chodesh l'galusena from the galus. Ba elai apolit mishalayim leimar tell us huksayir that the city got taken. V'asu yom shmuak yom sreifa. And they made the day of them actually hearing about it like a day of actual of burning itself. V'nirin dvarai midvarav, and my words make more sense of Rekiva's words. Shani omer al rishon rishon, vel acharon acharon. That being of Shavasa Batamba, starting it off, El Achron Achron, and the last one last, and that them going ahead and mourning the fact that the Yerushalayim was taken. Vahu Omer Rishon Achron, he talks about the first thing last, Vahel Achron Rishon, the last thing first. Therefore, my thing makes more sense to go ahead and say. Elishu Mona Lesedah Chadashim, he just wanted to go according to the months of the year, therefore he puts it like that. Vani Mona Lesedah Perennials, but I go according to the negative things that actually occurred during those time periods. Itamar Zogta Heilig in Gemara Rav Rabbi Chanina Amri. We have a machlokas, we're going to see. Rav Rabbi Chanina, they say, Butla Megillas Tainios. Megillas Tainios, they are Mevutal. We don't have them anymore. What's Megillas Tainios? Megillas Tainios was, says Rashi, Yomim Tovim. There were days of other holidays, Shekavu Chachamim, Alidei Nisim Shirbam, that the miracles that happened on those days, and therefore they said it's usher to be misan on them, you can't make a fast on them, and some of them, even you can't make a hesped, and they're written in Megillah Achas, and so, Achshav Shachar, Abayis, Batl, Mutar, and Behesped, Betanis, now we lost the Beis HaMikdash, so these days, fortunately, we don't have these holidays anymore, and it's no Mutar, Betanis, and Behesped during these days. So he says, Rav Rav Chinin Amri, they say, Batal Megillus Tainius, this Megillus was Batal. Rav Yochanan, Rav Yoshua ben Levi Amri, they say, Lo Batal Megillus Tainius. They say, no, it wasn't knocked off. So you have Rav Rav Chinin on one side, Rav Yochanan, Rav Yoshua ben Levi on the other side, that say it's not knocked off. Now, we're going to break it down. Rav Rav Chinin Amri, Batal Megillus Tainius, said it's not, it's gone. Hachi Kamar. Bezman Shei Shalom. Yulis Sussel and Lesimcha. When there's peace, it's going to be joy and happiness. However, in Shalom Tzom, there's no, then there's going to be fast days. V'hanach, those things in Megillas Tainis, Nami Kihani, they're like these as well. When we have the Beis HaMikdash, we have them. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash in the Lord, then we got rid of them. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Amri Lo Batla Megillas Tainis. They said, no, it wasn't knocked off. We still have these holidays. Hani hu de talinu rachmana bebinyan beis hamigdash. Aval hanach de kaimi says that the other ones, those that we say tzomer avi chamishi shvi and asiri, those ones are talinu rachmana bebinyan beis hamigdash. They connect them to the beis hamigdash. So okay, then it depends. If it's here, then yes. If it's not here, then no. The opposite. If it's here, then no. If it's not here, then yes. But aval hanach de kaimi. No, maybe yeah. But at least. They exist. Either way, they're going to go and they're still here even when there's no Beis HaMikdash. Masav Rav Kahana. Okay, you're going to say that we wanted to say that the Megillas Tainios were actually gotten rid of. That was Rav Rabbi Chanino said that they got rid of them. Ask a kasha on that. Masav Rav Kahana. Maisav Agazu Tainios B'Chanukah B'Lud. There's a story where they go and they said you have to make a fast on Chanukah in Lud. And what happened? And they said that, which would make sense if you want to say that they no longer have Megillas Tainius. Because again, don't forget, Megillas Tainius is the holidays that you're not allowed to fast. You're not allowed to make a husband on some of them. Yet there was a story that they ended up making a Tainius in Lud. And for Yorid Rabbi Eliezer of Rochatz, he went to the to wash himself to show it's not a fast. Rabbi Yeshua of Asiper, he went ahead and he cut his hair. Varmalahem. And they said to them, "Tzuvis anu amashe asan nisem." You guys have to go fast from the fact that you fasted. Rashi says, "Klomer asu tshuva." You guys better do tshuva because you shouldn't have gone to fast because we have Megillas Tainis is still here. So, what you wanted to say that you want to say we got rid of Megillas Tainis? Clearly, we see that we still have Megillas Tainis. What are you going to do now? So, this is a kasha and Rav and Rav Chanina says, "Gemara Amar Rav Yosef." No, Shani Chanukah. Don't mean we arrived from Chanukah, because really, maybe we could say that really Megillas Tainius was gotten rid of. And really, you can fast. You can study of Spedim. But Shani Chanukah is different. The Ika Mitzvah, because it's the Mitzvah that's connected to that as well. What's the Mitzvah? That we go and we light Chanukah candles. Therefore, you don't go ahead and fast on those things. Amar Leah Abaye comes and he says, V'tivatal Ihi, V'tivatal Mitzvasa. I understand. So just get rid of the idea of the Mitzvah of... get rid of Chanukah and get rid of the mitzvah also. if you really want to tie into the Megillus, tightness is gone. So the issue was the mitzvah, so get rid of both of them. He says, no, Elam Rabbi Yosef, he gives another answer. Shiny Chanukah is different. The Mifar same Nisa, because the Nis has been Mifar before Sam. Rashi says, Kfaru Gali Lakol Yisrael Eidisha Nogu Am Mitzvos V'chzikubo Kishel Toirav. V'lo Nachal Levatalo. It's not Nachal, it's not right to go ahead and Mevatalo it. Therefore, we go ahead and we leave it as is. But we don't have a Raya to say that it's not knocked off. Maybe Itaka is. We try again to knock him off and say, no, you want to tell me that there's no Megillus Tainus anymore? There still is. A Mosef Ravacha Bar Huna, they came and asked the following, Kasha, Bitlasa Betishrei Betelus Ad Karta Min Shtaraya. As Rashi says, this is actual quote in Megillus Tainus itself, and we know that what happened, interestingly, is, we're going to see in a second, I'll just spell it out, that Malchus Yavin made a gezeira that you can't mention God at all. But then what happened was, is the Chashbonaim, they overcame, and they made a different gezeira, that they say you should mention Hashem's name in all the different the shtaros that you have. And they used to go and write Hashem's name in the shtaros itself, and the Chaman found out about that, and they said, this is bad, because after people pay up their shtar, they're going to go throw in the garbage, and it's going to be a bizayon, and it's going to be bad for our Kodesh Baruch Hu. So they tried to go and get rid of it, that it shouldn't exist anymore, and they actually succeeded in doing that. And when they succeeded in doing that, they made a holiday. They were so excited about the fact they were able to do such a thing. So let's read that inside right now. It says, Bitlasa b'tishrei b'tilis ad karta min shtaraya. On the 3rd of Tishrei, there was a holiday that they made. Why? Because the fact is that they ended up getting rid of this idea that you have to mention God's name in a shtar. Shagozu machos yavon gezera, yavon you can't say Shem Shamayim. When the Chashmonaim won and they overcame Hiskino against the Yavanim, Hiskino Shiumaskir and Shem Shamayim Afilu B'Shtaros, they decided, oh, we're going to mention Hashem's name, even in Shtaros. V'kach ha'yikos, this is what he said to write. B'shtas kach v'kach, le'yochanan koin gadol l'kel elyon. They used to write, in this year, with the Yochanan koin gadol to l'kel elyon, to Hashem, to the great Hashem. When they heard about this armor, they said, "Lamacher is a pareas chov." The next day, someone's going to pay off their debt, their chov, and when it's a shtar mutabash, they're going to throw out the shtar in the garbage. That's horrible because we know we have Hashem's name that's written over there and it's not covered. Ubitlam. So they decided to go ahead and to get rid of it, to destroy it, to get rid of that. Osayom asu yom tov. And that day, they made a yonta for the fact they're able to do such a thing. Rashi says it was hard to get rid of it because they're already knowing the very last Rashi to do such a thing. With chomer, they were able to do it. Therefore, they was very good in their eyes, and they considered this as a nace, and they made it as a yontif. If you really want to tell me that Botel Megillus Tainius, they got rid of Megillus Tainius, they got rid of the holidays that they celebrated, then Kamaisa Botel, the original ones were gotten rid of. Achronaisa Mosifin, would they go ahead? And after the business was already destroyed, they would come up with new ones? They got rid of it, so I would come up with new ones? It must be they actually didn't get rid of it. And she's going, we're talking about here the time that the Beis HaMikdash still existed, and since the Beis HaMikdash is still existing, therefore we know the Megillus Tainus is there also. Megillus Tainus there is also, so we can go out and we can add in another day, so you don't have a riot which knocks it off. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here, picking up tomorrow with a brand new daf, but continuing on in this discussion, I want to wish all y'all a great day.